March 16, 1968, South Vietnam, Platoon 317.
This is Nick Koshmer's Vietnam Audio Log 245, walking through the beautiful jungles of Quang Nai.
Put the stupid recorder away, Nick. 5 days, no action whatsoever. We're just walking and getting wet. This whole place is a joke.
Hey guys, welcome to base camp. You made it.
Hey 317, I think you want to see this. Follow me south.
It looks like some special VC hooch, and that's a radio transmitter on top. Guess the Hueys didn't spot it with all this brush on top.
Hey Cronkite, open the door.
All right.
All clear.
I don't like this. Something's off, guys.
There's Russian printed all over these walls. Must be Soviet advisors. Call Lieutenant Kelly right away.
There's maps and crosshairs targeted all over the U.S. This place looks rigged to be blown. We need to get out of here ASAP.
Huh? What was that?
September 18th, 1970. Chicago, Illinois. Jimmy's Diner.
Entry 1. It's around noon on a Wednesday. No clocks are working in here, so I may be off by a little. My name is Private Nick Koshmer of the U.S. Army, and I think I know too much. Back in Nam, my platoon and I, we uncovered something. VC base, classified Soviet building, POW pen, I don't know. All I know was that I had no business there. The place was a monolith of concrete and was broadcasting some weird coded message. Gave us the creeps. Nothing felt right. Ever since finding that number station, all I can hear are those numbers ringing in my head, softly but continuously, never ceasing to stop clawing at me.
Ah, what can I get you, honey? You look a little worn out. Where you been?
Oh, sure, and you tell me, but I'll take a Coke and a burger with fries.
Hey, Sal, fire up a number one. All right, sweetie, I'll be right back with your order.
I'm all that's left from those who witnessed what happened there that day, and I hope to find out what these numbers mean. I just think someone out there is trying to make sure no one ever does. End entry one.
January 4th, 1971. Downtown Chicago.
Entry 16. It's a Monday at rush hour. I was right. They're watching me. I don't know who they are, but they're always looking. I can feel them lurking in the shadows, probing. And the numbers, they're starting to mean something. I don't understand what they mean, but I understand they represent something big. Huge. Hopefully I can decipher their code. It may cause more people to be on my tail. It may cause them to finally go away. Who knows? I swear, I don't know what'll kill me first. Those burgers at Jimmy's or the stress from this. It'll probably be those feds who stalk me. I need to find a way out of this before it becomes a bigger situation to someone much more powerful than me. End entry 16.
March 15th, 1971. Southside, Chicago, Homewood Apartments.
Entry 23. The numbers still ring through my brain, but I'm only making little progress. Extra security measures have been taken, and I only go out when it's necessary. The closest I came to finding out what they mean was when I was at the library, researching the numbers.
FBI, open the door!
Huh?
No, no, no. Suspect on the move!
March 15th, 1971. Downtown Chicago, roof of the Sears Tower.
Final entry. They're in my house. and took the little I had left to investigate. I have nowhere to go. The numbers keep talking louder and louder, and it's a frenzy inside my head. I don't even recognize myself in the mirror. I've changed ever since that encounter back in the jungle, but I know my destiny now. Those numbers, the people following me, it all makes sense. I swear I'm not a schizo, I swear! The government wants to shut me down. I found something even they didn't want parts of themselves finding out about. Operation Northwoods, MK Ultra, Air America, that's just the beginning. These CIA projects gone rogue aren't just conspiracy. They're real, and I'm going to prove it. The numbers softly detailed everything so perfectly. Some are coordinates, others are security keys, but everything makes sense when knit together. I have to take out the diseased parts of the government to save the country and public as a whole. After this, I won't need any more logs. Every news outlet can tell my story for me. End entry.
June 10th, 1971. Siberia, USSR. Soviet Lab 838.
Patient number 19. Subject 19, Nick Kashmar, has been in a coma for 3 years. He has responded positively to all tests and vitals are stable. Subject 19 is almost fully prepared. Launch of subject for Operation Krasny is imminent. Log complete.
April 20th, 1969. Washington, D.C., Department of Defense.
MIA dossier of Army infantryman RA-52-345-678 Nick Kashmar. Missing in action since March 16, 1968. Reports of unidentified helicopters in the Quang Nai airspace during his disappearance. Possible KGB involvement in his disappearance, along with two other members of Platoon 317. No further information is available.
July 24, 1971. Moscow, USSR. The Kremlin.
Official report to Chairman Brezhnev from Lab 838.
It's time. Subject 19 is ready for deployment in the US. His last conscious memory is the number station. We have simulated the last 3 years in his coma. Operation Krasny is prepared to launch on your go, Chairman Brezhnev. Our first strike on US soil is imminent. He is programmed to take out Washington. End of report.
Washington.
You're listening to the smooth sound of 91.3, the voice of DC.
DJ Joe California here. This is For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from Washington, D.C. Earlier today, on July 2, 1972, the White House was attacked by American citizen Nick Kashmar. Kashmar shot President Nixon, the Secretary of Defense, and Chief of Naval Operations while inside the building. Kashmar has turned himself into authorities, but left a note titled, The Numbers, which warned the public that he had activated and launched nuclear warheads at cities across the country. Kashmar, a Vietnam vet and American citizen, has no reported motives for the attack. Be prepared for further information as we as a country try to deal with this most recent act of terror.
For WHJE, this has been Zach Miller.